Good morning, everybody. Sorry, I'm a little short. So my name is Carolina Barahona. I go by Carol. I actually work for Para Los Niños in Los Angeles, California. And today I will be talking about my role as a program manager, but merging my two disciplines that I have, which is social work and public health. So it's gonna my title of the presentation is Navigating a Multidisciplinary Field, Integrating Social Work Practices Within Public Health Nutrition Programs. So as I mentioned before, I work for Para Los Niños, goes by PLN. Who is PLN? Para Los Niños is a Los Angeles social service organization. We have a lot of services that we provide to the community in the metro LA area. We do mental health, we do prevention care, we have education as well. We have case management. We have a youth workforce. So we do a lot. We have early eds, head starts. We have about 15 locations right now that we're working in. So our main mission is we're committed to closing the achievement gap for children living in poverty. And as you can see right now, we serve 95% of students are Latino Hispanic. 70% of the students are classified as English language learners, and 90% come from social economically disadvantaged homes. So that gives you pretty much a picture of the population that we serve at PLN. So I know we've all heard it takes a village to raise a child, and it truly does. It truly does. I put a couple of pictures here of our staff members working, but also at the end, and I will talk a little bit more about this, is you can see Grace. She's the owner of a local restaurant in the community, and I will be talking about how she is part of the program, the nutrition program I work with. And as you can see here, she's very proud of the certificate she got by the city in terms of being a champion of change in our community. So the nutrition program that I work in is called Choose Health LA Kids. It goes by CHLA. It's funded by First Five LA. First Five, they're really focused on making sure that our children have they have opportunities to grow in a healthy environment in the LA area. So one of the things that we do in this program is we have a couple of components. We do a healthy parenting nutrition workshop that's between 6 to 7 weeks. And what we do in there is we actually have nutrition education, but also we have parenting skills that we go through with the group that we actually facilitate these workshops with. We also have food demonstrations. So we go out into the community, and we go into schools, libraries, community centers, and we do food demonstrations, and we bring in the community and teach them healthy recipes for their children. It's really fun, very interactive, and parents always have these amazing questions on, well, if my child doesn't want to eat this vegetable, what can I do? So we give them really healthy tips on what to do, and they enjoy it. It's only about 15 to 20 minutes. We don't make it too long because we also respect that parents have a lot on their plate, so they're going in and out to doctor's appointments, picking up their children, doing their grocery shopping. So we keep them between 15 to 20 minutes max. We also do grocery store tours, and this is really fun. We go into the stores, we talk to the managers again, making sure that we're incorporating the community and making them part of this as well. We talk to the grocery store managers, and they love when we come in because we have all these resources. We go into the produce section, we're telling them what's in season, what's going to be cheap to buy at the moment. So we really share those tips with the parents at those moments, and we also do some education on label reading as well at the grocery store tours. Then we have the restaurant collaboration component to that, and that's us going to the local restaurants and talking to them about the program that we do, but also letting them know how they can help. And one of the things that we really talk about is portion control, creating these children's menus that they can help prevent obesity within our children in the population 0 to 5. So some of the restaurants are, you know, they're hesitant a little bit, you know, because as we come in, they're like, why are you here? Are you from DPH, Department of Public Health? What are you trying to do? No. We want to share what we do and want to see how we can collaborate together. So that takes a little bit of a little bit of persistence and kind of building that relationship with the restaurants. And then finally, it's the parent collaborative coalition. And this is the policy piece that I really enjoy. We have a big group of parents, about 29 to 35 parents, that meet monthly. And what they do is they talk about their concerns in terms of nutrition in their community. What can they do to make some changes in the community? So this is where their advocacy, the advocacy skills come in, and they're empowering them to go out there and talk and make those changes. And I'll be talking a little bit more about that. As you can see here, one of our parents is actually talking to a community stakeholder in terms of concern of unhealthy marketing that's happening in our community. So one of the things I want to kind of talk about, and I know everybody's seen this, we go through this in school, but this is what I have used in terms of developing this program with my staff and kind of trying to figure out how do I integrate both of my fields into this. And one of the things I do, this is kind of my go-to for a lot of the things I do, is looking at the ecological model and kind of getting the sense of the whole child, the whole family approach, right? The individual I look at as the child. We're trying, of course, we're called para los niños, so we're thinking on the children, right? So individuals, it's the child. But then I go into the family. Once the family is there, what about the community? What are we doing as a community? And then the systems, the policy, the local government. That's kind of how I work within this program and trying to put all those components together and reaching out to those systems to help me develop this nutrition program. So in terms of behavior change, you know, I look at the interpersonal, the intrapersonal, but also the community, the metro LA area. What assets do we have in there? What can we use that can actually help push this program forward and make it a success? The organizational component, para los niños. How can I do internal collaboration within my agency so they can help our nutrition program, but yet we're referring internally? Because sometimes we don't know what we do within our department sometimes or within the agency. So, let me see. We're nutrition and there's case management. Maybe they can refer some of the clients to us. So it's a lot of internal collaboration that we're trying to actually do at Para Los Niños right now and get to know each other and what we do in terms of departments. And then the public policy piece, civic engagement. What's going on locally? What bills are passing? What's out there? What's moving? What is my local councilman? What are his priorities? Maybe something that we can collaborate together in. And then we have the Parent Collaborative and Coalition, which they're out there in the community. They're the key to knowing what's happening. And that's one of the things I have found out is as we've developed the Parent Collaborative and Coalition, parents are amazing. You know, once we sit there and we start talking about these ideas of nutrition and what can we do to actually help our children, they come up with these fabulous ideas and our ideas go out the window. And let's go forward to what they're saying because they know exactly what they need, what their community needs. So these are kind of my pieces that I put together when I look at the Choose Health LA program and kind of I start piecing it together so, you know, we can start developing and working within. And another amazing thing that we all talk about is the strength-based approach in working with communities. So I really go back to what my academic career was and try to pull from that. You know, there's a reason why we get all these theories. There's a reason why we get all these case studies. It's to pull from and actually apply them. You know, so one of the things I look back is the social action model, empowerment-orientated. Try to find out what's going on in the community. Community, they have a history, like my colleagues have said before. Go in there, get to know their history. I feel that sometimes, you know, we're so anxious to walk in and kind of, you know, ready to go and I'll tell you what to do and we can do it and we'll get it done. You know, take a step back. Listen to their history. What has happened? What has happened with the previous programs? Because as we all know, sometimes programs come in and they leave. And they leave a community saying, so what's next? So get to know those historical context of that community. Another thing that I really want to emphasize out of this presentation is to have cultural humility. As you walk into a group, be open to know their history, traditions, and culture. There's a lot to learn. There's a lot to learn. I have had to learn a lot coming into this community, especially, you know, I consider myself a Latina. I was born in Los Angeles. My parents are Salvadorian. But when I walk into this community, you know, there's some connection because I'm Latina already. But I still yet have a lot to learn about what they're going through. You know, I have a lot of people that are, you know, from Guatemala coming in as immigrants, but they come from, you know, from tribes. You know, they talk Yiche. It's something that I have never been exposed to, so I'm getting to learn their culture, their traditions. So it's something to keep in mind as you go and have cultural humility. Let them tell you what they've gone through and what their traditions are and what maybe they might not agree with something, and it's okay. It's okay to listen. So one of the things that we've done in the Parent Collaborative is we always do icebreakers to talk about, like recently we had an icebreaker for the Day of the Dead, you know, and ask them, you know, how do you celebrate the Day of the Dead? Do you even celebrate it? You know, different countries celebrate it different ways. So it's almost getting to know them and, again, building that rapport with them. You know, same with the coalition. The coalition is something very special that we've just started in July, and it was out of the Parent Collaborative. Again, it's one of those things where you have to build rapport, where you're bringing in community stakeholders to talk to the parents. Build some community, do some icebreakers, you know, do some potlucks, bring in some food in. You know, food really brings people together. So bring that in, and, you know, that really, you know, breaks the ice, and people start, you know, discussing and working together and collaborating. And it breaks those barriers that, you know, parents might have with community stakeholders and vice versa. Again, community strengths. Discover their wants, their achievements. What have they achieved in their community before? They've had tremendous achievements. For example, the community that I work in, the Westlake area, which is close to downtown LA, they've done amazing community cleanups in their area. And they've all done it together. Parents have come together, talked to their local councilman. Councilman has provided the tools for them to move forward. So these are the resources, the strengths that they have, that they've brought into this nutrition program in terms of talking to their local market, because they know the community already. They know their local manager. So it's easier for them to go in there and talk to the manager than me walking in with my card saying, hey, I want to create some changes in your market. Yeah, it's a little bit tough doing that. So parents are really, really supportive of the program, and they come and tell me, what can I do to make those changes? What can I do to go? Do you want me to go talk to the manager at Food for Less? I can do that. And that's what I enjoy, seeing how parents actually take ownership of this program for their children. So I wanted to also talk, I know that my colleague Felicia talked about Photo Voice, and she couldn't talk too much about it, but we've also done Photo Voice with our Parent Collaborative. And what they did, they created these poster boards. They went into the markets, and they actually took pictures of concerns they had. And as we all know, you know, there's a big push for kids to drink more water than soda. So this is one of the things that they had talked about in terms of their concern. So they took a picture of the soda, and as you can see at the bottom, there's a description. It's both in English and Spanish. Same thing on the right-hand side. And what they did is they actually created like this photo gallery at their local community center in MacArthur Park, in the MacArthur Park downtown LA area. And they invited local agencies, they invited local government, Department of Public Health, and they brought them in and to talk about what was happening in their community and the changes they wanted to create, and also to gain support. So this is really, really great. I really enjoyed doing this with them. Again, one of those things where once they took ownership of this, it was just giving them the cameras, kind of, you know, doing a little tutorial on how to turn on and off, take the picture, save it, and they were off into the community taking these pictures. Another thing that we did is very important for us too, is because it's very important to have numbers and surveys. So we tracked how do the parents feel in a leadership survey. So we actually tracked, these are 10 questions that we gave them, and as you can see, the yellow is the before the Parent Collaborative and after 1 year. And you can really see the difference on how they felt in terms of leadership. Their leadership grew. They felt they were more confident to go out there. For example, number 10 is, I encourage different stakeholders to participate in activities to improve our community. As you can see, the last one, it almost doubled. That's how confident they felt to go out there and talk to their local government, their field deputies, and saying, I need your support. We need to create change in this community for the betterment of my children and my family. So that to us was really great to see this. And we tend to do this in our program, in our parent community engagement program, to have these numbers to show that there's actually change happening with our community. So this is the fun part. The integration of disciplines. So the things that I value and the things that I have learned and use is and keep in mind is ethics and value. Remember, when you go into a community and when you're working with parents, whether it be individually or in a group, treat each individual and group with dignity and respect. Get to know them. Get to know the history behind them. You know, it's, like I said, I think we're passionate to go out there and make the change, but let's get to know their history. What has happened before? Why are they so resistant to us coming in? Maybe something happened that, you know, they didn't agree with. It's time to build that trust again. So take time and treat each individual with dignity and respect. It's something that I really emphasize to my staff and to the agency as a whole. Commitment to helping others. I think that we come in and we're that bridge. We can help bridge that gap between the behavioral, social, and environmental. You know, I think one of the things that we talk a lot about is getting the children out there to go play. It's really hard when there's safety issues in the community, when there's drive-bys, when there's no parks. What do we do? How can we help? How can we come in and be that bridge? I think those are things to keep in mind as we go into the field. You know, connect, you know, build those relationships with local government. Talk to them. Talk to your field deputies. See why there are no parks. What can we do? You know, is there a lot that we can create and build a park for our children? So I think that's something very important to keep in mind. Reflection, self-reflection. What are you doing? I think it's reminding ourselves why we're in this field. Be passionate about what you're doing, but also keep in mind that, you know, not everything is going to be a success. There's going to be some tremendous challenges. But what can keep us going? Why are we doing what we're doing? Group reflection. Talk to the parent collaborative. Talk to your parent group. What worked? What didn't work? Something that we do is rosas and espinas. Rosas are roses and thorns. What worked really well? What was a challenge? What can we improve next time? And have those reflections. That really helps and brings the group together. And finally, do not forget about evaluation. Very important, qualitative and quantitative. I know Felicia mentioned documenting those challenges, document those successes, those stories. Those are very important. We take a lot of pictures, and yeah, you know, we ask them for a waiver at the beginning, but we're always taking pictures to document those successes, those events, those challenges, what's happening. And take some time to reflect and write what happened. Something that a parent said or a client that just stuck out to you, write it out. You know, those little paragraphs and successes become so important in your career as you begin to write reports or grants. You can use them as well. Finally, the lessons that I have learned as a public health social worker, early professional, is build rapport. Build rapport. I feel like we all say that. We're all saying it. Is have that time to build that connection with your clients, with your community, with the children, with your local restaurants, local markets. Have that time to build that rapport, because it does take a village to raise a child. Learn the history of a community. Assess what's happening, what's not happening, what are the concerns that you see. Listen to the needs of the community. Allow them to tell you what their concerns are, because we might have projects that we're trying to get through because, you know, that's what we're sent to. But what are their concerns? How can maybe we can merge their concerns with what we're trying to do as well? Engage community members to advocate for the whole family and community. Yeah, we are para los niños and it's for the children, but we also think about the whole family and community as well. How do they play? They play a vital, important role. So how can we actually integrate that into our agency? And build community relationships and collaborations, as I have mentioned before. These are my references, and I just want to thank you for your time. And if you have any questions, I'll be out here. Thank you so much.